Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 193. And the topic today is, quite loosely, dream work. It's a little bit about my work as a dream analyst. It's a little bit about dream work in general. It's a bit about dream work you can do. At the very end of the podcast, I'm going to be catching you up with news about our courses at the Dream Academy, which is another kind of dream work. And we're going to be looking at dreams that help you to understand issues you've got at work, and also dreams which you will not think is related at the moment, but you'll discover is, dreams that can help you with health issues that you may or may not realise that you have. So, as a dream worker, I've been working in dreams for 25 years now, and one of the things that I really enjoy about working professionally in dreams is the diversity. Now, every dream worker has their choice about how they work with dreams, and some people just like to work, say, totally as a dream therapist or totally as a blogger or whatever it is. I actually like a bit of everything, so I try to arrange my life so that I get a really nice balance of all these things that I'm really very passionate about. And I guess the bottom line too for me is really not only helping people, you included, with understanding dreams and being able to work with your dreams to improve your life, but it's also about, for me, getting the message out there to as many people as possible, which is why I use so many media, including The Dream Show. In my work, as most of you know, that the majority of my work is working with clients one-on-one, and that's usually by phone, although sometimes it's face-to-face in Brisbane. And that takes up most of my professional time. So a client will bring a dream, and we usually just take one dream for 1 hour of really deep dissection and understanding and dream alchemy. And of course, if you've listened to lots of episodes of The Dream Show, you'll know that quite a few of our episodes, in fact, most of our episodes, feature a guest, where we have a guest on the other end of the phone or on the other end of Skype asking me about a dream. And to some extent, you experience as a listener part of that process of what it would be like to have a consultation with me or with another professional dream therapist. But of course, the point of The Dream Show is to give you the tools and techniques and inspire you to learn how to interpret and understand and work with your own dreams. But that's one thing that I do in my work, in my dream work. Another thing that I do in my dream work is write books, which of course takes a lot of energy. So over these 25 years, I think I've written and had published 6 books. And I also have another book, which I'm hoping will come out very soon, but I'll tell you about that when it does. I also, of course, write blogs because a very large part of my passion is for writing. And so I guess I'll write a lot about dreams because it's also my passion. So as a dream, in my dream work, I write books about dreams and dream interpretation and dream therapy and dream alchemy and blogs. I also take my work to radio and television. As those of you who live in Australia know, I'm a pretty regular guest on breakfast television and morning show television talking about dreams. And usually the format is maybe looking at dreams that people from the TV audiences have sent in or talking with the presenters about a certain dream topic. I do an awful lot of work in radio, which isn't awful. I hope it's really good. I enjoy it anyway. But I do radio across all different types of radio, whether that's talk radio, ABC radio, hip-hop radio, top 40 music radio, and internationally too. And the format is generally either getting listeners to the radio station calling or texting in with their dreams, which I then talk about, or quite often the presenters just have a really interesting dream and want to get my opinion of it on it because it makes really good listening. So that's another way that I work with dreams to inform and help and educate people to pay attention to their dreams, to honour them, and to see how their dreams can help them to improve their lives. And of course, I do The Dream Show. I don't need to tell you anything about that. You're listening to one, and we do that once a month. Now, aside from all of that, occasionally I get a really great big creative urge to do something completely new. Now, I can't remember the exact number of years, but I think it was 9 years ago that big urge was to create a podcast called The Dream Show. And of course, it was a lot of effort at the time getting up and started. And now we just breeze along. So that was an example of one. And those of you that have been following my work for the last year will know that the most recent big creative buzzword that I've been involved in is setting up the Dream Academy online, which is where you can go to do one-on-one online study to learn to interpret your dreams, to work with dream alchemy, and ultimately to become a professional dream therapist. And I'll give you more information about where we're up to with all of that at the end of this podcast. But I wanted to mention that because some of that comes into the blogs that I'm reading out for you today. So dream work is the theme. And you may also be sitting there thinking, I'm interested in dreams because I want to understand my dreams more. Or, you know, I just want to acquire more and more information about dreams to help myself on my journey through life. Or you might be sitting there thinking, I actually want to become a professional dream worker in some sense myself. And of course, I can also help you with that. So dream work. And the first blog that I'm going to read out to you is one that I wrote actually for the Dream Academy website. And I should give you the website addresses because I meant to do that before I launch in. So I have janeteresa.com, which is Teresa without an H. Or if you want to go direct to the Dream Academy website, you can get there from janeteresa.com very easily. You wouldn't miss it. But the actual address is dream-academy-online.com. So this blog was written for the Dream Academy in April this year, which is 2017. Just saying that in case you're listening back through all our episodes. And it's called, Why Do You Do That? I was sitting in hair and makeup at the television studios earlier this week, being made up to go on Today Extra. In everyday life, the only makeup I wear is red lipstick. In television life, much more is required to survive and look alive in the bright lights. And although I have occasionally fronted up to the camera in just my lipstick and got away with it, I always appreciate being on the receiving end of the talented hair and makeup artist's skills. "What are you talking about today?" asked Abigail as she riffled through the palette of paints and powders, selecting the required combination. "Work dreams. Dreams about work," I replied. "Oh my," confided the news journalist in the chair next to me, "I had a dream about work last night." Between applications of mascara, eyebrow pencil, blushes, shapers, lipsticks, and volumes of spray-on foundation, our conversation ranged from the meaning of work dreams to why we have dreams, why some people never remember their dreams, and what I do to remember my dreams. It was at the hairspray stage of our preparation that the news journalist asked the best of questions. I had just described how I remember my dreams. I lie still when I wake up, wait for an image from a dream to arise, then trace back and forward from the image to bring the whole dream into view. I then ponder the dream, pull in smaller details, and in doing this, move it from an ephemeral dream memory that would otherwise have evaporated into my waking life memory. And these are ways to remember your dreams, but there are many ways to remember your dreams, but this is how I do it after all these decades of practice. And then came her question, why do you do that? Why do you spend that time remembering your dreams each morning before you get up? A good question indeed. I do it because I love relishing the sensuality and adventure of my dreams. I love lounging in the nuances, feeling my way into the symbols, connecting to the heart and soul of the surreal. I bring back the challenging and scary dreams with as much satisfaction as I bring back the extraordinary and the mundane. I'm a fisherman standing on the shore with my early morning catch, colourful, lively, nourishing dreams retrieved from the depths of night. I do it because I learn so much about myself, about the makeup of my unconscious mind and how it influences the way I see and interact with the world, and the choices this insight gives me to make powerful changes in my life. I do it because my dreams fuel fresh perspectives, creative ideas, solutions to problems, healing, alchemy, and ongoing personal and spiritual growth. I do it to see the makeup of myself and then to see through the makeup to connect with the deepest reality of my being. But I didn't say any of that to the news journalist. Our time in hair and makeup was done. Instead, I said that we should have had the cameras in with us recording our conversation while we were being made up. It was a good conversation, and it would have made good television. So, talking about work dreams, the next blog that I thought I'd read out to you because it works so beautifully for this with this theme is one that I actually only wrote last week. So it's July 2017. If you want to look up the reading version of this one, you'll find it on janetheresa.com under blogs in July 2017. And it's called What's Your Superpower? It was the middle of the night, both in reality because I was asleep and in my dream because it was dark and no one was up. No one apart from me and the young boy I was teaching to fly. I had been walking down the staircase like a normal human being when I started to joyfully fly over a few steps at a time in a kind of loop-the-loop fashion. It's my superpower, I confided to the astonished, wide-eyed young boy. Hold my hand, let's fly. Flying's really easy when you know how, and I'm very practiced at flying. I'm always surprised to wake up and discover that my superpower doesn't translate into waking life. Or does it? I had the dream last night, and it was the first time I used the word superpower to describe my special gift, and the first time I took someone else flying to show them how to do it. Since everyone in a dream represents something about the dreamer, I knew the young boy is another aspect of myself that is ready to acknowledge my superpower and put it into action. After all, I led the way by acknowledging it in my dream. It's my superpower. How can your dreams help you to discover your superpowers? I'll let you in on one of my waking life superpowers, hint it's not flying, toward the end of this blog, but first, hold my hand and let's fly over your dreamscape to discover your superpowers. Let's look into your dreams. Oh look, there's one of your superpowers. Did you know you had this gift? Look, there's a couple more hiding under that pile of leaves. What talents have you been trying to hide or have discarded? And over there, look, deeply asleep. Those are your dormant powers. And oh, look over here in this little bundle of recurring dreams, your continually overlooked, yet to be discovered gifts. Ah, but wait a minute. You've discovered them now in our flyover, haven't you? When you know how to look at your dreams, how to analyse and interpret them, you uncover more helpful information about your superpowers and find out why you try to hide this one. What do you fear or believe will happen if you embrace it? Or why this one is still dormant? Is it time to awaken a superpower? Might your newly discovered gifts find an avenue of expression and growth in life? When you know how to prescribe and create dream alchemy exercises to release limiting beliefs and blocks, to embrace, to heal, to blossom, you can easily bring your superpowers out of their hiding places, burrows and wombs into waking life service. Superpowers? That's right, we all have more than one when you really look deep and acknowledge, awaken or nurture them into action. So what did my dream mean and what is my flying superpower in waking life? Dreams process your conscious and unconscious experiences of the last couple of days, so that's always a good clue as a starting point. In my dream, shortly before I flew, I saw a building with a burnt-out room upstairs. No one had been hurt. After I flew, I checked on a sleeping baby I was looking after in another room. All was well. The day before my dream, I had finished writing and uploading two new courses to the Dream Academy. They won't be available for you just yet, as we still have to film the course videos, but the enjoyable yet challenging work of writing the courses was done, and the effort of that labour had left me feeling burnt out, like the burnt out room in the dreams, towards the end after all these weeks of writing. Ah, but the birth after the labour. The baby, new courses, may be asleep for now, but when the videos are done, we'll bring that baby into the light of day for you to enjoy. The sleeping baby is also me, of course, sleeping off the work and ready to grow some more. And boy, did I sleep like a baby last night, even though I was dream flying at the same time. So what is my flying superpower? Partly it's my ability to spring back, fueled by the joy of creative accomplishment, following near burnout after a challenging project. Partly it's my ability to rise above a situation and gain overview perspective when the going gets tough or the work begins to seem too hard. Partly it's my ability to fly with an idea and get it done, though usually on a much bigger scale than originally envisaged. Partly it's my ability to celebrate, to joyfully loop the loop in a way that energizes and replenishes me. These are all superpowers I have awakened and enlisted into action over years of exploring my dreams. It would have been so wonderful if I had been able to tune into these qualities earlier in my life. Partly it's my ease in working with dream therapy. Like flying, it's easy when you know how and have had lots of practice. But I'd like to think that this particular superpower is also my ability to create something of value for those of you interested in adding dream therapy to your superpowers. The two new courses, Dream Therapy Professional Level 1 and Dream Therapy Professional Level 2, evolved and grew beyond my original vision. I have been teaching the professional courses for many years, delivering one-to-one, and had planned to transfer these into the online learning platform we launched this year, the Dream Academy, but they took on a life of their own and grew to be so much more. And because I talked a little bit there, or because you, as you saw through that dream, that I worked so hard and my life maybe got a little tiny bit out of balance in writing those dream therapy courses, that my dream showed that little burnt out room because I almost got burnt out. Luckily, I didn't quite, but I almost got burnt out and the kind of clue was in the dream. So I thought I'd now finish with this article called Health and Healing Through Dreams, partly because of the burnout, partly because it demonstrates the importance of what's on your mind as you fall asleep, which is, you know, we started talking about work dreams, and quite often we dream about work simply because we go to bed and we're still thinking about work or what we haven't done. And so one of the first things that our dreams will do is try to work out and solve or resolve or not solve our work problems, which is why we can so often seem to spend so much time dreaming about work. And I also thought I'd read this blog on health and healing through dreams because dream alchemy and dream therapy is all about healing and health on every level of being, physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. So Health and Healing Through Dreams is a blog that I first wrote for janetheresa.com in January 2017. Can your dreams help alert you to health issues? And can those dreams be used to explore avenues for healing? If you dream that you have cancer, you're most likely dreaming about something in your life that seems to be growing out of control, or about your fears or feelings that something in your life is terminal, perhaps a relationship or business you're involved in, or the finite amount of energy that you can devote to a demanding situation. The dream is unlikely to mean you have cancer or that you will develop cancer. Dreams are usually symbolic, painting your life experiences, both conscious and unconscious sides, in metaphors. Now, you might have heard the above paragraph and taken note that to dream of cancer means that something in your life feels terminal, but that was just an example I used to illustrate the symbolic nature of dreams and the way that you need to take a sideways look at any dream to connect its metaphor and brushstrokes to the experiences that your dreaming mind is processing and painting. Consulting or writing a dream dictionary is unhelpful. The art of interpreting dreams is rather one of developing an eye for considering a dream from its various angles and discovering how to read it as a manifestation of the way you uniquely process your conscious and unconscious experiences. While you should always consult a health professional if you're concerned about any aspect of your health, if you're looking for health alerts in your dreams, think more metaphorically. You might have dreams of home invasion or war. If your unconscious mind picks up on a bacterial or viral invasion, or senses your immune system mobilizing its defense forces, you might equally well be processing feelings of having your personal space invaded, of being defensive, or caught up in an inner conflict. You might see signs of ailing in your dreams, perhaps a sickly-looking plant or signs of infection, perhaps murky-looking water, but these may equally well be your dreaming mind's way of processing the feeling of ailing personal growth, failure of a cherished project to thrive, or, in the case of the murky water, feeling unclear or even toxic about something. You might be hearing this and thinking that on a mind-body level, these things are connected. That feeling emotionally defensive may lead to an over-vigilant or exhausted immune system. Or that difficulty setting your personal boundaries may lead to being run down and susceptible to an infection. Or that a feeling that something in your life is growing fast beyond your control might lead to cancer. Perhaps. Perhaps not. But if it takes a dream to alert you to feelings of invasion, defensiveness, or issues around control, you have the opportunity to explore those feelings and find new balance in your life, healing at the mind level before any amplification occurs at the body level. If you go to bed worrying about your health, your dreams may process your conscious concerns, again, most likely in a symbolic manner. Such dreams may process your beliefs about health and wellness, or your fears about sickness, or why you have a propensity to worry, or whether your health worries are based on actual health issues. Your unconscious mind can pick up on symptoms or potential health issues before they become obvious. And these may be reflected in your dreams metaphorically rather than literally. If you're living unhealthy life choices and you know it, your dreams may process your conflicts and self-betrayals. And if you're in denial of your unhealthy habits, well, your dreams are going to process all of that as well as the deeper underlying causes of your denial. We've been exploring whether dreams can alert you to health issues, but let's now change tack. If you're already sick, how can you use your dreams to assist healing? Let's say you have a cough. Look through your dreams for metaphors of the cough, like a spluttering chimney, or crackling fireworks, or a car engine fitting and starting instead of working fluidly. Then apply dream alchemy. Perhaps visualizing, while awake, that dream chimney clearing, or the fireworks producing flowing music, or the car engine running smoothly and silently. In doing this, you are handing over to your unconscious mind to find a healing solution for your cough. Your unconscious mind chose your unique dream symbol, the chimney, the fireworks, the car engine, for your cough. So you're communicating with your unconscious mind, speaking its language. Heal this, you're saying. When your health issue is deeply rooted in unconscious feelings and beliefs, the real reason why you chose unhealthy habits, for example, Healing needs to begin with transformation at the unconscious mind level. Such is the power of dream alchemy. You'll find yourself automatically making healthier choices on every level, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we finished there talking about dream alchemy. And that's a lovely way for me to begin to tell you, as I promised, give you a little catch up on where we're at to at the Dream Academy, what you can already do there, what you can do there very, very, very soon, and what you can do there a little bit later. So the Dream Academy, to remind you of the address again, the web address is dream-academy-online.com, or you can get there from janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Now, the first course has been up there, I think, for a couple of months now, and there are plenty of people doing it and enjoying it. So I'll just remind you what that is first in case you haven't been there yet. That course is called How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step. So it's a series of videos plus downloadable notes, plus notes and images and pictures on the web page itself. So if you're a kind of person that likes watching and listening to videos, you've got that. You like, I know that you like listening to podcasts because here you are. So you can also close your eyes and listen to the videos, which are mostly me speaking to you in the first course. And if you prefer to read, or after watching the videos, you like to read slowly, you can read the notes on the page, enjoy the pictures there, or download the PDF notes, print them out and read them at leisure. So that course is all about how to interpret your dreams step by step. So I lead you through the steps that I use to interpret and analyze dreams. As part of that course, you download a chart which I created called the Dream Interpretation Chart. And I take you through various processes, and then during the course say to you, okay, now fill in your answer to question number 3 or 10 or whatever it is. And by the end of that course, you have on your Dream Interpretation Chart a pretty good interpretation or analysis of that dream. You can then keep on going back through that process, through the videos, through the steps for any particular dream that you want to take through. You can also just take those tools and techniques that you learn to help your friends and families to understand their dreams. So that course, which you can do there at the Dream Academy, is about interpreting and analysing your dreams. Now, the second course is on dream alchemy, and we've talked about dream alchemy a little bit in today's podcast and a lot over the many podcasts that you've listened to. And of course, many of you will also know that I have a book called Dream Alchemy, which is published by Hachette, which is all about dream alchemy, how to create it, how to use it. For those of you that are not so sure, in a nutshell, dream alchemy means step one is you interpret or analyze your dream so that you understand it. Step two is then you use dream alchemy processes, which are exercises you use to talk to your unconscious mind in the same way as that example I just gave you there of imagining the dream chimney clearing, or the fireworks producing flowing music, or the car engine moving smoothly and silently. You are engaging your unconscious mind, talking to it using its own language, priming your unconscious mind to get better, to heal, to integrate, to shift limiting beliefs, to get past blocks. So, you know, understanding a dream is one thing. Creating change in your life and creating change where you've got a big unconscious block to it can be very complicated. But if you bring in dream alchemy exercises, you can breeze through that, persuade your unconscious mind to change its mind, release its limiting beliefs, release its blocks, and life gets so much better. So the second course is on dream alchemy. It's a similar format in that it's lots of videos of me speaking to you with beautiful images and film clips in it, and helping you through understanding all the different ways, not only just how to create a visualization dream alchemy practice, but how to create all the other kinds of dream alchemy as well. It also works by suggesting that you take a dream through. And for that course, I have created a chart, which I call the Dream Alchemy Prescription Chart. So I help you to basically take a dream and work out a prescription that you need to use or refer to when you create your dream alchemy, and then take you through the steps to create the dream alchemy to get the medicine, prescription to medicine, to get to the healing place. Now, that course is all ready to go. We have the last videos finishing their last bits of processing within this week. And so it should go live within a week or a week and a few days. So if you go to dream-academy-online.com, within about a week or a little bit more, you should be able to find that course and do it. All these courses are one-on-one, so you don't have to do it with other people. It's not a webinar type thing. It doesn't happen at a certain time of day. You simply go in. It is a fee-based course. You pay your fee, you get in, and you go at your own pace. You just totally, you're there for life. You go through at a pace that suits you on your own. Now, the other two courses that I mentioned during today's podcast are Dream Therapy Professional Level 1 and Dream Therapy Professional Level 2. They're the ones, the writing of which nearly had me burnt out in that burnt-out room and had me flying in my dream once I realised that the job was all done. I have just revisited them a couple of days ago, and I'm really pleased with the course. I think you're absolutely going to love it. So it's a course designed for those of you that actually want to become professional dream therapists. So it's designed more along those lines. And the courses are all done and up there. We've yet to film them and post-produce the videos. But because they're being done a slightly different way, I don't think they take as long as the Dream Alchemy videos have taken. They're being done by the same person, but in a different way. So it's all good, high-quality stuff. But we're hoping to get those to you sooner rather than later. Now, for those of you that are going, yeah, but I really want to do the Dream Therapy Professional courses now, just a little reminder that to do those, prerequisites are Course 1 and Course 2. So to do the Dream Alchemy course, you need to have done How to Interpret Your Dreams course. To do the Dream Therapy courses, you need to have done both the How to Interpret Your Dreams course and the Dream Alchemy course. So while you're waiting for the Dream Therapy course to get up there, you can be doing Step 1, How to Interpret Your Dreams, Course 1, and Course 2, Dream Alchemy, in preparation for Dream Therapy. The first Dream Therapy course, Dream Therapy Professional Level 1, you will choose... three good friends or people who will be your volunteer clients. And I take you through the tools and techniques that I use in dream therapy, and you'll be practicing with your three people. As part of that course, you'll be filling in, and it's very easy to do, you'll be filling in and keeping a course diary. And I tell you during the course how to do that. It's no big deal, but it's a way of, you know, at the end of the course, you send me your course diary, and it's a way that I can review that and see that you have, in fact, done the course. You haven't just whizzed through to the end and go, yeah, I've done it. Give me my certificate. Your certificate is going to be something valuable that you will have earned through working with your three volunteer clients and filling in your course diary. So that's level one. And that gives you the certificate that says you can go off into the world and be a professional dream therapist using my tools and techniques. Then there's one other course after that, which is Dream Therapy Professional Level 2. And for that one, you also have three volunteer clients, and it's entirely assignment based. So I give you tasks to do with your volunteer clients, and you do your assignments, which are doing the tasks and then writing assignments, which are essentially reports, and sending those to me. I review those, and then as part of that course, you also have 5 one-hour phone sessions with me. So those phone sessions are all about me having looked at your assignment that you've handed in, and then during that hour's tutorial, we either talk about your assignment or about other questions that you've got or things that you want to talk about dream therapy. So that's the lie of the land ahead. So if you're really excited about becoming a dream therapist, if you're excited as the topic of today's show has been on dream work, and you want to either work full time as a dream professional or bring it into or alongside your work in another kind of therapy, or work in it part time, or just do it for your own fun, you might want to make sure that you've done course one, that you do the Dream Alchemy course coming up, so you're all your prerequisites are ticked and you're ready to do the Dream Therapy course too. If you've got any questions to ask about that, of course, do email me and ask, and I can give you more information. Also, because we've been really focused on the Dream Academy, you might have noticed that we haven't had a guest on the Dream Show for a while. We've been doing a different tack, which requires a little bit less energy. But now that things are moving along a bit, we've certainly got room to have guests on the show. So if you'd love to be a guest on the Dream Show, please contact me. I'd love to have you. Thank you for listening to All This Way and to listening all about the Dream Academy online as well. And the next episode of The Dream Show will be episode 194, which will come out on the 18th of August 2017, if you're listening to this in real time. Of course, at any time, you can listen to any of our podcasts right back to number one. We don't tuck them away and hide them anywhere or ask you for money to listen to them. They're always free. Simply go to janetheresa.com and you can listen to all of those. And the last 10 are always on iTunes. Have a wonderful month, and I'll speak to you next month on The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.